ABC Radio Australia.
This week, Papua New Guinea donated 300,000 COVID-19 vaccines to Vietnam, as they would have expired at the end of the month without being used. And that's because PNG health authorities are continuing to struggle to convince people to get the jab. So far, less than 1% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated. The head of PNG's vaccination task force admits its publicity campaign has not worked. So how can more people be convinced to roll up their sleeves? Liam Fox spoke to a couple of communication experts to try and find out.
According to the latest figures, only 45,000 people out of the 4.7 million Papua New Guineans that are eligible for COVID jabs are fully vaccinated. That's less than 1%, one of the lowest rates in the world. At the National Control Centre, Uppi Kasman heads the Vaccination Task Force and admits their public information campaign has failed.
Certainly, it hasn't worked.
He says they underestimated the need to tailor health information for each of the 22 provinces.
We had almost a broad communication strategy that we thought would work once we just roll it out. Our problem was, you know, every province is like a different country, and we really need to tailor communications to suit its different area.
So why hasn't it worked? Emmanuel Narakobi is the director of Masalai Communications and has been a prominent commentator on PNG's social media scene. He's also one of the small number of people who are fully vaccinated.
Vaccines themselves are not a new form of dealing with viruses and diseases, polio vaccine. So this is just another disease and another attempt by mankind to deal with a medical problem.
He believes the high level of vaccine hesitancy is based on what he calls several layers of distrust.
There are ones that are bordering on sort of religion, like, you know, God didn't intend this to be this way and everything. And then there's ones down the path of constitutional rights. And then there's ones where you're unsure. But if our medical institutions or if our government, in a sense, was organized and prepared in a way that made them feel that, you know, they could trust the system and what was going on, then they would go ahead with the vaccine.
Tasman Samuel is the general manager of strategic communications firm Colony Group, which has handled campaigns for some of PNG's most well-known businesses. He points to rampant misinformation on social media as a big factor in the low uptake of vaccinations.
That creates fear more than anything because of the unknown. Effectively, what that means is that our citizens don't have the opportunity to make informed decisions due to incorrect information.
Among the many conspiracies are that COVID vaccines magnetise recipients, that they make men sterile, and that they are fatal after 2 years. Despite their apparent influence, Mr. Samuel believes it would be a waste of time and energy for authorities to respond to every one of them.
It's the energy conversation, right? Do you waste your energy debunking these myths, which are totally preposterous and absurd, or do you conserve your energy and then do it in awareness? If the awareness is correct, then they would just fall apart, right? It's a process of elimination. It doesn't do these things. If you were to go one-on-one with every single claim, you'd be here for the next year.
So how do you convince people to roll up their sleeves? Emmanuel Narakobi reckons you start with the low-hanging fruit. People who are not vehemently opposed to the vaccines and who just need a little push to get the jab. Then they can spread the word to their peers.
One example that I saw of that was a campaign was organised to set up a big tent outside the main Vision City Mall here. But that was done in the afternoons and over the weekend, and that drew quite a lot of people. So it seems like there was a certain amount of people there that just needed the convenience to be able to get the vaccines done.
For Tasman Samuel, it's all about data. Authorities need to get accurate data on who's holding out, where and why, and target those populations. Then get trusted local leaders on board to help convince them, particularly in rural areas where most people live.
Government's doing its part through the NCC to get information out. It's how far that information goes is probably where the challenge is. Is the reach and the coverage of the correct information, and maybe the stakeholders in the rural areas to carry that message where the government doesn't reach, such as your churches, your family elders, the clan leaders, the tribal elders. I think that's where the conversation needs to take place.
Back at the National Control Centre, Arpi Kasman sees health workers as the key to get more people immunised.
While social media is definitely influential, our people want to get their information from healthcare workers, be it the clinics out there, be it their local GPs. Really, the influencers of our people are healthcare workers and people that they trust.
To do that, though, they're first going to have to convince more healthcare workers to get vaccinated.
Thus far, we've vaccinated up to, you know, you're looking towards 10,000 healthcare workers towards, but that's a, you know, that's of 25,000 approximately healthcare workers. So we still got a lot of work to do.
That was Arpi Kasman from PNG's Vaccination Task Force, ending that report from Liam Fox.